USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadly storm bobbing and weaving around the Gulf of Mexico this week is gaining strength. Ada regained hurricane strength Wednesday morning as Florida braced for a second hit from the storm. Right now, the maximum sustained winds are around 75 miles an hour off Florida's southwest coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami issued a hurricane watch for a 120-mile stretch that includes Tampa and St. Petersburg. Top Republican officials are continuing to back President Trump's challenge of the 2020 presidential election via recounts and allegations of voter fraud. Despite Biden being projected as winning key swing states, including Pennsylvania and Nevada, the results have yet to be certified, and Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are defending Trump's right to pursue all legal actions.
The process should be transparent or observable by all sides, and the courts are here to work through concerns.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence, or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty, will immediately lose their qualifications. Joe Biden on Tuesday called President Trump's refusal to concede the election an embarrassment, which will hurt the president's legacy. Biden said that at this time he doesn't see a need for legal action to force the administration to start funding the transition. And he said that the continued backing of Trump by most of congressional Republicans is because GOP lawmakers are mildly intimidated by Trump. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Walmart wants to deliver your online orders via self-driving cars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with a new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric self-driving cars. Despite support on both sides of the IO4 regulation, Congress has been unable to pass meaningful legislation on autonomous vehicles. There have been a number of high-profile accidents involving self-driving cars in recent years that have brought increased scrutiny on the technology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chairman of the board at Daimler predicts large-scale commercial production of self-driving cars to take off between now and 2025. The National Hockey League could go with a temporary realignment of its teams for next season during the COVID-19 pandemic. The league also is contemplating a reduced schedule and temporary hubs. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said realignment could help with ongoing travel restrictions for Canada and mandated quarantines for visiting certain states in the United States. As it relates to the travel issue, which is obviously the great unknown, we may have to temporarily realign to deal with geography, because having some of our teams travel from Florida to California may not make sense, Bettman said Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.